All right, what's up, guys, and thank you for joining Trump Support Nation. Once again, with your host, Charles Amberg here. We're going to go ahead and get right down to it. We got a lot to talk about today, but first, real quick, I do want to say I apologize. I haven't had many podcasts in the past few weeks. Had some family down from New Jersey. My sister came down from New Jersey. And also, we moved into a new home. God blessed us to move to be able to move into a new home. So, been kind of busy, but now I'm getting back down with the podcast. Got a lot to talk about because I haven't been able to talk in a few weeks. And there is a whole lot going on in the amazing country of the United States of America right now. So, we're going to go ahead and get into it today. I'm going to talk about Biden's blunders. How many more damn blunders? As Joe Biden had, he can't talk straight. He don't know where he's at. Forgot the Constitution, and he's bad off, guys. The man is over the hill. He is bad off. He's way over the hill. You can't see him anymore. He's gone. He is gone. So we're going to talk about Biden's blunders, but more importantly, we are going to talk about the race issues that's going on in our country. But, you know, I have different views on that, so I think it's a very good prospect on what's going on in our country right now with the race issues and the police brutality and this, that, and the other. So we're gonna break that down, and I think that if you guys listen, you will enjoy because I do have a lot of different perspectives on this. I do appreciate you guys for taking your time out to listen and then get my opinion. If you guys do want to ask me questions or you want to come on the show, you want to have an opinion, all you got to do is go to the email standwith45@gmail.com. Send it into that email. Or you can also go to the Trump Support Nation Instagram page. Let's see. First, I do want to start out by saying I'm very sorry. I don't even know how to put this in words. I'm very sorry. I couldn't understand the pain that you're going through right now. I deeply apologize that this happened to you in this country, and it's not okay. That needs to be worked on. That was ridiculous, and we are very sorry, and we're praying for you, and your son's in heaven now, and that is to the family of Mr. George Floyd. That was very sad. But we are going to break down the police brutality in our country, so let's go ahead and get into that. I want to tell you guys, first of all, there are more white people, okay, killed in our country by police every year than black people. Actually, a significant number more. And yes, you know, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, there's more white people. There's more population. Yeah, we understand that. We understand that you're the minority group. That does have an effect with it, and it's not okay. There is a rise in police brutality, guys. There is a major rise in police brutality. If you look every year, there is a rise. Okay, that needs to stop. That is an issue that we can sit down and we can work on. But here's what happens. The Democratic Party and Hollywood and the media, they go out here and they, oh, well, you got to go do all this. Everybody's racist and this, that, and the other. No, if we want to sit down and have real, that's how you get real results. That's how you have solutions. That's how you fix solutions to your problem. Okay, you, when you go out here and Trump's a racist, everybody that supports Trump's a racist. And not just that, now they're everybody that, if you're white, you're a white supremacist. It's just another word that they're going to throw in there. That's one of their political tactics. That's very sad, guys. Listen, they are using this race issue as political tactics. Actually, a lot of this was orchestrated very, very fine. My opinion, I think, of a lot of the riots and what's going on right now was very orchestrated and very planned. It wasn't just chaos, like everybody says. I think it was planned. Some of it. I think some of it because, yeah, no. Come on. And then you have the leaders getting up here and talking crazy stuff about Black Lives Matter. Listen, guys, Black Lives do matter. Yes, they do. But why can't we say all lives matter? Why can we not say all lives matter? It really doesn't make any sense to me because here is my view. Now, listen, we all have different opinions. So if you're listening right now and you're mad about what I'm saying, you know, you're a racist. And no, I'm not. So just listen to what I got to say. And then if you want to say your opinion, go on to the show. Thank you. All right, so my opinion on the All Lives Matter. All Lives Matter. I think we should say All Lives Matter because, first of all, they do. That includes everybody. That includes every group, every race, every religion, every background. That covers everything. All Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is what they say. Yes, Black Lives do matter, just like White Lives. And everybody. Everybody matters. Everybody's life matters. The thing about Black Lives Matter, the only time that Black Lives Matter to them is when it is a white police officer shooting the man. If we really, it's sad to say because, you know, everybody goes crazy if we talk about black on black crime. And I think that we need to bring a conversation up about black on black crime and ways to fix black on black crime. Because, you know, first of all, you have 400,000, listen to this guy, that's a number. You have 400,000 black babies that didn't get the chance to live because they were aborted. There is 400,000 abortions of black babies every year in this country. That is... Black Lives Matter. Their lives matter. To me, that is a life. That is a human, that is a life. Their life matters. And then you also have black-on-black crime. That is the biggest crime in our country, is black-on-black crime. We can't talk about it because the Hollywood and the radical media and all of them, they go crazy. The left goes crazy. You know, you're a racist for bringing that up. No, we are actually trying to have real solutions that helps the people in those communities. That's what we're trying to do. There's all the mayors of all these cities that this is happening in is ran by Democrats. If you want to really change where you live at, you have to get out and vote and be smart about it. Don't take the bait from Hollywood. Don't take the bait from the radical left. Don't take the bait from the media. Don't be the fish. Don't take the bait. You can't take the bait. You've really got to sit down and listen for yourself. And look, just think about it, okay? Now, this is what I'm trying to put in. This is what I'm trying to say. Yes, Black Lives Matter, but I say All Lives Matter because there is a lot of black people and there is a lot of black babies killed every single year by black-on-black crime. All those black people, their lives mattered. I promise you that their lives mattered. I want you to go to each and every single one of these people that were killed in black-on-black crime. I want you to go to their mother, their father, their grandmother, and I want you to ask them, did his life matter? Black Lives Matter will not bring this up. I know you guys heard about a couple days ago. Man, it's just heartbreaking. And you don't see it anywhere in the media. You guys might not have seen it. You know why? Because the media doesn't show it, including Fox News. They might have showed a segment or two about it, but I think this should be blasted everywhere. I think this should be the biggest news story right now. This girl's name deserves to be heard. I think this is what happened. She crossed a barrier at Wendy's or something, okay? This was a seven-year-old baby. And she was shot and killed. Her father, and you know, her father and her mother had to come out and explain what happened. And here's what the father said, okay? You know what the father said? He didn't say Black Lives Matter. He said, why is Black Lives Matter not supporting my seven-year-old child that was murdered? This is the reason, guys. I'm going to break it down to you. Black Lives Matter is a political organization. Black Lives Matter was orchestrated by white Democratic politicians. White people. Democratic politicians. They are making millions and millions of dollars off of this group. They get on the media. They get on Hollywood and say, everybody's a racist. Everybody's a white. If you're white, you're a white supremacist. If you support Trump, you're a Nazi and you'll kill black people for no reason. You go on the streets and you slaughter black people and you want to keep them in chains. I mean, this is how far these people are going. And that's not me just exaggerating. I can pull clips up of every single thing that I just said. I mean, it really gets me upset. I mean, Black Lives Matter. Yes, Black Lives Matter. All Lives Matter. If the leader of Black Lives Matter would please, I would love for him to come on the show, guys. Please share this as many times as you can and try to get the leader of Black Lives Matter, one of the leaders. And because the only question that I have for you, why do you not support all black lives if the name of your organization is Black Lives Matter? The only time that a Black Lives Matter to you is when it can be a political story, when it can be all over the news because it was a white police officer, the officer that shot the man. Okay, so let's break this down. Okay, and this is Statistica, so you guys can look at your own facts or whatever, but I got this off Statistica straight up. This is Statistica.com. Okay, 2017, there were 457 white people shot. There were 223 black. So 457 white, 223 black, 2017. And I want you to notice something. There is a rise in police brutality, but there is not a rise in unproportionately harming or you know, black people. There is not. This is not like it's an everyday thing, guys. It's not just black people unproportionately being killed because there's more white people. And yes, the white, there's more white people than there's black people. That's common sense, okay? Yes, that will affect it. Of course, there's going to be more white people because there's more white people to live here. That's obvious. That's that's fine. But what I want you to look at is how many of not just the black people, but how many of the white and black people that were killed. Then you got to go and look at the stats of how many of them were armed or fighting back with police. How many was innocent? How many was justifiable, and how many was not justifiable? That's what you got to look at, because I promise you this. All police murders, 90% of them are justifiable. So you guys are running around here and telling everybody's racist and white supremacist. You are dividing our country. You are you want to unite our country. You are dividing our country. People in the Hollywood, people in media, they're dividing our country. I tell you, one of the biggest leaders dividing our country is that's Colin Kaepernick. Good football career, man. Good football career. Colin Kaepernick, you know what? You know, I was going to do a segment when I was thinking, and me and a couple people were talking and talking about what we were going to do on the show. And we wanted to bring up Kaepernick. And I said, you know what? We're not going to do Kaepernick. He's had enough media attention. And I'm going to say something that pisses everybody in America off. And I'm instantly going to go viral for pissing people off. Because that man, hate's a strong word, but you know, it's Colin Kaepernick. It is what it is. It's Hollywood, it's media, it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, I thought you were once a good guy, man, but now look, and the thing is most of these people don't believe this. Most of these people, see, you gotta think, Colin Kaepernick is now making more money from all these, the crazy shit that he's doing. He's making more money off this than he is, than he did playing football. I can guarantee you that. And that's why he's doing it. I don't think he has any intent to play football again. He likes what he's doing. The 4th of July, what was it he said in the tweet? The 4th of July is a celebration of white supremacy. Oh yeah, and then I think it's funny because of, man, who was it? Somebody got him. Somebody caught his ass lying. Maybe the Hodge twins. I'm not sure exactly who it was. I think they shared it. Anyway, somebody caught him up. He had a tweet from a few years ago. Maybe last year. No, it was during the Obama era. That's what it was. During the Obama era, at the end of the Obama era, he actually had a tweet on there. Happy 4th of July, everybody. The 4th of July is an awesome holiday. We celebrate America, and we love the flag and this, that, and the other. And now he is saying that the 4th of July, quote, and that's a quote. He said the 4th of July is a celebration of white supremacy. Now, that's what these people do. They take the bait from the media. That's why I love Trump supporters. I love Trump supporters because here's what they do. They are smart. They don't take the bait from the media. They don't take the bait from Hollywood. They know that our government is corrupt. And I'm not just talking about Democrats. 90% of senators and Congress, 90% of people in politics that's what politics are. They're corrupt. They are corrupt people. Republicans and Democrats both are corrupt. You know. But you got to stop bashing one person. President Trump is a good man. He's not racist. Guys, listen. What the most of them are millennials too, and it pisses me off. You got to think. That's why I said I love Trump supporters. They actually think. They sit down and they think. And here's the difference. When I argue, every time I've argued with a Democrat, they just get all mad. You hate black people. You're racist. And you eat meat. You're not a vegetarian. Hillary's my baby. Oh, God. Give it up. You're a vegetarian. You need to stop eating animals. And you need to do the new Green Deal, the Green New Deal. And you're ruining for our kids. Jeez, give it up. That's all they do. They get emotional and they can't have our actual political debate. We can sit down and debate them and make them look like jackasses. We can make them look like jackasses. Every Democrat. Make them look like jackasses. Because most of these people, most of the millennials, and I'm talking about the millennials right now, okay? Most of them, like I said, they take the bait. Once they take the bait, it's over because they're not going back. They... I think it's funny how they call the Trump supporters a cult. A cult. Well, yeah, a cult. Seems like that's what you are, guys. Let me see. I'm gonna go through one more set of stats for the police shootings, and this is deaths by police. It's not just shootings; it's deaths. And then 2018, white 399, black 235. So it rose. And then, guys, you got all these riots because, like I said, Black Lives Matter. When you're out here rioting and looting and breaking into stores and stealing shoes and clothes, and you are not supporting Black Lives Matter. You're just out there being an idiot. So, now, if you want to protest, I'll tell you what. Because I felt very deeply. It did get me emotional. Okay, it really got me emotional. I'm going to tell you guys something. It got me emotional because my stepmother is black, and I love her very, very much, you know. So, my uncle is black. My nephew, my cousin. I have a lot of black people in my family that I love very much, and they love me very much. And we've had a tough life together, and we survived and doing a lot better now. And it brought us together a lot closer. And then I get called a racist. And also, it did get me emotional about the George Floyd case because that was bullshit, man. Everybody agrees on that. Oh, no, there's no justice. Well, he got arrested, and every single person in the world. I don't know one person in the world that doesn't agree that was bullshit. So, literally one person. Rioting started. Listen to this. So, I got a few facts here. We're going to actually take a deeper look. Let's take a deeper look, guys. We're going to take a deeper look into what happened in the riots. Because you know what you hear on the media. But I want to take a deeper look into how this actually, I mean, destroyed places. We're going to talk about Minnesota right now. Minneapolis. And I do want to give a shout out to my great friend and great man on the road, Trump. Trump's Front Row Joe's. He has been to probably, I'm going to say around, not sure, around 65 to 70 rallies now. His name is Randall Thom. I appreciate you, buddy. We love you. We miss you. Just keep going, man. Keep going. He's probably been to about 70 rallies, but he's such a good dude. We always get there. We're the Front Row Joe's, so we always get there in the front row. I've been to a bunch of rallies myself now. And it's just the best experience. It's the best experience. It's the best experience you could ever have. I promise you, a Trump rally. I've been to a lot of things. I've been to a lot of NASCAR races. I'm from Kentucky, so you know a lot of Kentucky basketball games. But the experiences at a Trump rally are something else. But I'm getting off track here. Let's talk about the damage that they've actually done. And in Minnesota. But that's why I said that, because Randall was from Minnesota. So, shout out, Randall. Look at this. In the first few days of riots, they caused millions of dollars in damage. And damage to over 1,500 locations. There were broken windows. It was boarded up. Graffiti. I mean, it literally looked like Hurricane Katrina came through there or something and wiped everything out. You know, there's boards everywhere. I mean, it looked like a third world country. It was wild. I mean, and you know, just all in one night. There were fires. Listen to this. This is facts. There were fires set over to over 150 buildings. Many burning to the ground. Most of them being businesses. So you got businesses that, if you Black Lives Matter, that's in the Black community probably around there. So, you know, there's a lot of Black people and white people. Everybody's working there. It don't matter. But they lost their job. They're not going to be able to feed their kids. They're going to have to find a way to feed their kids because now they're out of work and they can't go anywhere else because y'all burned every building in Minnesota down, 150 down. So now nobody can't get a damn job. They're sitting there starving, can't feed their kids, all because you wanted to be dumbasses. And you stole everything. It's probably millions and millions of dollars and damage where you're breaking into stores. But a lot of that happened in New York. Let's see. I mean, crazy. Crazy. Let me see. So this is actually a breakdown right here. This is the top damage stats. Listen to this, guys. This is something you really want to listen to. 267 restaurants. 207 retail stores. 114 services. 85 grocery stores, 76 cell phone stores, and 60 auto departments or auto stores. And then residences, homes, apartments, people live in their residences, 53. I don't know exactly if it was in Minnesota or where it was, but I remember there was a little girl, okay, and they set the house on fire. Again, I don't know if they knew that she was in there or not, but they set the house on fire and burned it down, and the group, Black Lives Matter, blocked the rescue from getting in and going in. And I want to retract that statement because I'm not going to say it was 100% for sure Black Lives Matter, but there were protesters out there, you know, with the shirts on. I don't know if they were, but they were out there and they blocked it so the girl couldn't get there. I mean, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Restaurants, 276. Retail, 207. I mean, come on. Grocery, 85. Wow. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, crazy. All right, guys. So now let's go to a lighter note. Something pretty damn funny. Because listen, I want you guys to listen. Tell me it's not funny. You know it's going to be funny as hell as soon as anybody mentions Joe Biden's name and they want to talk about it. Joe Biden is so over the hill that he's gone. He's far gone. Joe Biden is a goofball. Joe Biden needs to be the cover of Visiting Angels. Could you imagine right now? Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. Joe Biden pops up. Hello, guys. I'm in Minnesota here in the Visiting Angels. No, Joe. You're in California. Oh, I'm in Florida. The beaches. I'm right next to a beach. No, California. Oh, I'm in California. That's where I'm at. And I love it down here, so I want to thank you guys and say come to Visiting Angels. I'm the face now, and I'm running for president of the United States. No, some real blunders that this man has had. 120 million people died from the coronavirus. Oh my God, I didn't know that. Did you guys know that? Tell me that shit's not crazy. I mean, I didn't hear nothing about it. 120 million just in the United States. We only have 320 million people that live here. Oh my God, it's taking everybody out. No, guys, it wasn't. It was like 115 to that thousand. I mean, you know, the guy just doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Okay, and then here's what he says. Here's what he said. He had a black supporter of his on there. I don't know if it was a supporter of his. I think it was. Okay, it was a town hall. He had a black person on there. Okay, comes up. The guy's talking to him. Such a nice guy, being respectful as he can. To Joe Biden, and Joe Biden at the end says, if you're, let me see how it's exactly said. He said, if you don't vote for me, no, if he said, if you have a hard time choosing between me and Trump to vote for, then you're not black. So basically, listen, guys, listen, I want you all, you guys, listen, if you are a black person in America, listen to this, guys. You did not know this. If you are a black person in America that supports President Donald Trump, and there is a lot of them, There's a lot of diversity at the rallies. I go to the rallies, I know. Okay, I have a lot of black friends that support President Trump. Okay, so listen, guys, to all you. You're white. You're Mexican. You're Asian. You're something, but you're not black. Joe Biden, he's making a law. Joe Biden says if you have a hard time choosing, then you're not black. So if you vote for Trump, you're white or Asian or something. I'm going to pick what race you are now. What the hell is wrong with this? What the hell is wrong? What is wrong with Joe Biden? So, guys, you know what's scary to talk about, though? The scariest part of this whole podcast? Trump's going to have a hard time in this election. And it's really sad to say. I mean, I hate to say it, but we really got to talk about it. We got to bring it out. I'm not saying that Trump's going to lose, you know. I think Trump's still going to win, but I think it's going to be a harder election than he thinks. I think he thinks it's going to be easy, but it's not. They are doing all kinds of right now. A lot of this coronavirus, you know, was set. A lot of this was over-exaggerated because they didn't want nobody to come out of the home, and the economy goes down, and that's all they can say now is the economy's down, this, that, and the other. So they're going to use that against him. But Trump's a fighter. Eye of the tiger. He's a survivor. I think he'll prevail, but it is going to be a very hard race for him. So we need to talk about that. I mean, we need to bring that up. So if any of you guys got questions, if any of you guys got statements on what you think's going to happen in the 2020 election, no matter if you're Democrat or Republican, listen, guys, I want to hear from everybody. If you're a Democrat and you disagree with me, please come on the show so we can talk. I will be respectful to you as long as you're respectful to me. Well, I sit down and have a good conversation, no matter who you are. And I'm respectful. Everybody that listens to me knows that I'm respectful. I'll listen to everybody. We'll have a good conversation. And if you're a Democrat that you know agrees on some subjects, and please come on. If you're a Republican that agrees or disagrees, please come on. We want to hear from you guys. Please come on the show. We want to hear from all y'all. We want to hear your questions, and I'll shout you out. I do want to give a couple shout outs though. Let me see. I do want to give a shout out to, like I said, Randall